but she opened the front door and the three of them stepped into the tiny entrance hall. Mrs. Riley put down the paper bag she was carrying that contained her son's scarf and cutlass and asked,
"What you want, Mr. Levy?"
"Ignatius, come back here and talk to this man."
"Mother, I must attend to my bowels. They are revolting against the trauma of the last 24 hours.
"Get out of that bathroom, boy, and come back here. Now what you want with crazy, Mr. Levy?"
"Mr. Riley, do you know anything about this?"
Ignatius looked at the two letters that Mr. Levy produced from his jacket and said,
"Of course not. That is your signature. Leave this house immediately. Mother, this is the fiend who fired me so brutally."
"You didn't write this?"
"Mr. Gonzalez was extremely dictatorial. He would never permit me near a typewriter. Actually, he cuffed me once rather viciously when my eyes chanced to stray across some correspondence which he was composing in rather dreadful prose. If I was permitted to shine his cheap shoes, I was grateful. You know how possessive he is about that cesspool company of yours."
"I know, but he says he didn't write this."
"An obvious untruth. His every word is false. He speaks with a forked tongue."
"This man wants to sue us for a lot of money."
"Ignatius done it,"
Mrs. Riley interrupted a little rudely.
"Whatever went wrong, Ignatius done it. He makes trouble every place he goes. Go on, Ignatius. Tell the man the truth. Go on, boy, before I knock you in the head."
"Mother, make this man leave,"
Ignatius cried, trying to push his mother against Mr. Levy.
"Mr. Riley, this man wants to sue for $500,000. That could ruin me."
"Ain't that awful?"
Mrs. Riley exclaimed.
"Ignatius, what you done this poor man?"
As Ignatius was about to discuss the circumspection of his behavior at Levy Pants, the telephone rang.
"Hello?" Mrs. Riley said. "I'm his mother. Of course I'm sober."
She glared at Ignatius.
"He is? He did? What? Oh, no."
She stared at her son, who was beginning to rasp one paw against the other.
"Okay, mister, you'll get your stuff. All except the earring. The bird got that. Okay. Of course I can remember what you're telling me. I ain't drunk."
Mrs. Riley slammed down the telephone and turned on her son with,
"That was the weenie man. You're fired."
"Thank God," Ignatius sighed. "I couldn't stand that cart again, I'm afraid."
"What you told him about me, boy? You told him I was a drunk?"
"Of course not. How ludicrous. I don't discuss you with people. No doubt he's spoken with you previously when you were under the influence. You've probably had a date with him for all I know, a drunken spree and several hot dog boites.